Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and God bless you all. Welcome to the Gospel Truth Broadcast with Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. And we are so excited that you chose to spend your Tuesday evening with us. And we're looking to have a great time in the Lord. So go ahead and grab your Bible, get your pen and your paper. Feel free to pray, to sing, and praise the Lord with us. And right now we're going to ask if Evangelist Sheila Hameen will lead us in our opening prayer.
Let us put our minds on the Lord and let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come to you right now and we humble ourselves before you. We ask for mercy and we ask for grace. Oh, Heavenly Father, look down upon us right now, Lord, while we're praying this prayer. Please, Lord, we ask that you will search our hearts. Oh, God, be merciful unto us. Have compassion on us, Lord. And forgive our sins, Lord. Blot out our transgressions. We come to you, Lord God, and we ask that you will be with us tonight, that you will stop by here, oh God, and make your holy visitation. Lord, please bless us tonight, God, with the blessings that we stand in need of, Lord. Somebody's in need of healing, and we are praying, God, that you will send your healing virtue. Oh, Lord, some soul is lost and trying to find their way. Oh, my God, desiring to see the light, Lord. Take the blinders off their eyes that they may see their way, Lord Jesus, and open up the truth unto them in the name of Jesus. Please, Lord, stretch forth your mighty hands, oh, God, and send deliverance right now, oh, God. Send power. Send on your friends, Lord Jesus. We're down here waiting on you, Lord, and we do nothing without you. We're depending on you, Jesus. We need your help tonight, Lord. Send on help, my God, in the name of Jesus. Bind the enemy on every side. Destroy every evil work, my God. Tear it down right now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. And let your blood cover us, oh God. We need your protection. We need you to watch over us, Lord. Take us by the hand, Lord God. Lead us and guide us. Direct us, Lord, in the way we should go. Oh, bless your name, Jesus. We're still waiting on you, Lord. We can't make it without you, my God, in the name of Jesus. We're down here, Lord. The enemy is just rising up on every side. And we need you, Lord, to lift up a standard against the enemy right now, God. While we're praying, Lord Jesus, we are asking you, my God, to build us up. And, Lord Jesus, give us the strength we need to continue on in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Have mercy, oh, Lord God. Have mercy, Lord Jesus. We need your mercy. We wait on you, Lord God. Souls are in trouble everywhere. Souls are crying out, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
Oh, my Lord, souls that are lost, my God, and need help, Lord Jesus. Souls that are desiring to know the truth, my God. We are asking you, Lord, to help us to minister to those souls. Help us, Lord God, to reach those souls wherever they are, Lord, by whatever means you provide. Oh, Lord Jesus, open the way. Make the way, oh God. We know that all things are possible with you.
Yes,
nothing is impossible. Oh, Lord Jesus, take control, Lord, and have your way. In the name of Jesus, we ask you, Lord, to bless this ministry in a great and a mighty way, Lord Jesus. Send your anointing, Lord Jesus. Send your word, my God, and let your word have free course. Let your word reach far and wide, near, oh God. Hallelujah. We believe you tonight, and we're taking you at your word. Oh, Lord God, have your way right now and send your word tonight, Jesus. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. Have mercy. Please, Lord, be merciful on the backslider, my God, and help them to return unto you.
Now, those that have gotten off track, Lord Jesus, have mercy tonight and help them get back on track, Lord God. We know you are able. The souls that are feeling discouraged, feeling despondent, Lord, feeling like they just can't go any further. Oh, Lord God, intervene right now and strengthen them, Lord God. Lift them up in the name of Jesus. We know you're able, Lord. Do it right now, oh God. Now, Lord, while we're praying, move upon them, Jesus. Save dying souls everywhere. The souls that are nearest to death. Oh, God, and don't know you in the departing of their sins. We ask you, Lord, to please forgive and take away their sins, Lord, and save their souls in the name of Jesus. Go into the jails, oh, God, and all the prisons, Lord Jesus, stop by and make your holy visitation, Lord. Call somebody to know that you are the true and living God. There's no other beside you, Lord Jesus. Oh, my God, work miracles, Lord. Souls that are innocent and locked up behind bars. You know all about it, Lord. We're asking you to deliver them, Lord Jesus. Fix it right now, God. Work it out, Lord Jesus. Have your way. Have your way, Lord. And even the souls that are on death row, oh, God, give somebody enough time and a chance to repent of their sins. Oh, God, to turn from the error of their ways. We know that you can save their soul, Lord. Though their body may perish, we know that you are our Savior. And you have the power to deliver their souls. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we ask that you will be with us throughout this broadcast tonight, that you will look on every listener, Lord. God, bless them abundantly with the blessing that they stand in need of. You know about it, Lord. So we are asking you to fix it. You are the author and the finisher of our faith. And, Lord, we depend on you. We believe we have the petitions we've asked in this prayer. And, Lord, we thank you. We thank you for just listening to us, oh God. We thank you for being patient with us, oh Lord. We thank you, hallelujah, for just blessing us, though we're not deserving of it, Lord. We thank you for all that you've done, for what you're doing right now, and for what you're about to do. We believe it and we count it done, and we thank it in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. We thank the Lord for that opening prayer coming through Evangelist Sheila Hameen. And at this time, we're going to have our opening scripture, and I will be reading the 93rd number of Psalm. The Lord reigneth. He is clothed with majesty. The Lord is clothed with strength, wherewith he has girded himself. The world also is established, that it cannot be moved. Thy throne is established, Thy throne is established of old. Thou art from everlasting. The flood has lifted up, O Lord, the flood has lifted up their voice. The flood lifts up their waves. The Lord on high is mightier than the noise of many waters, yea, than the mighty waves of the sea. Thy testimonies are very sure. Holiness becometh thine house, O Lord, forever. Thank the Lord for the reading of the 93rd number of Psalms. May the Lord bless the reading of his word.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful psalm coming through, being read by Sister Cheryl, and that anointed prayer being prayed by Evangelist Hameen. Thank you all again for tuning into the Gospel Truth broadcast with Evangelist Mabel Edmond. You may tune in every Tuesday and Sunday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. The dial-in number is 701-802-5175, and that access code is 584-7681. You may also listen online at blogtalkradio.com
grace.org/graceradio5, and 5 is F-I-V-E. We also want to acknowledge Pastor Sheila Hameen, who hosts the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show with co-host Evangelist Maybelle Edmond on Friday evenings at 7 o'clock p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 3:30 p.m. You may listen in by dialing 319-527-6763, or you can listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/mykingsservicetitle1school1ONE to visit the Gospel Truth Prayer Mission at 12 o'clock p.m. on Sunday afternoons and 6 o'clock p.m. for Wednesday prayer. You can go to 18 East Center Street in Woodbury, New Jersey, 08096. And we want to continue to pray for the souls that are on our prayer list. We want to continue to pray for India West, Sharia West, DeMarcus West, Angelina Talata, Austin, Grace, Harriet, Nettie McNair and the bereaved McNair family, Sister Maria McBride, Stephen Allen Sr., Charles Morris, Rosetta Lee, Bruce Williams, Sheree Freeman, Jonathan West, Larry Denson, Montrell Miller, Kenny Jackson, and all those who are currently requesting prayer, as well as those who are affected by COVID. Amen. Praise the Lord. Those are all the announcements that we have. And at this time, we're going to ask Evangelist Cynthia Edmond would render us the lection to the Lord. Amen. God bless you, Evangelist Cynthia.
Thank God for that prayer. Thank God for his touch already. Thank you, God.
Amen.
He's a good God, and he's worthy
yes,
to
he
be
is.
Praised. Thank
yes,
you, Jesus. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting on the Lord. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting on the Lord. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting on the Lord. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting on the Lord. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting on your Lord. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting on the Lord. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting on you, Lord. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting. I don't mind waiting on you, Lord. I don't mind waiting on you, Lord. I don't mind waiting on the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Thank God for that beautiful selection.
I tell you, I feel the anointing as well. The anointing is still swirling
yes.
around. Glory be to God. I don't
yes.
try to wait on the Lord. Glory to God, because I know he's going to see us through.
Praise the Lord. I just thank God. I'm happy to be back on the broadcast tonight, the Gospel Truth broadcast. God is yet moving by his Spirit. He's blessing. He's doing great and mighty things. I also thank God for that encouraging opening scripture that was read and talking about how great God is. He's mightier than the noise of many waters. It doesn't matter what rises up, what happens. God is mighty. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So let's get ready to hear from the Lord on tonight. Let us turn our hearts and minds toward God, and let us expect the Lord to speak directly to us. Listen carefully that we can hear the voice of the Lord coming through his word. And at this time, we're going to present to you our speaker for tonight in the person of Evangelist Maybelle Edmond, that she may come forth and minister unto us. Let us pray along with her and for her. God bless you, Evangelist Smith.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. Thank you for your goodness and mercy. Thank you for how you blessed us. We thank you, oh Lord, for this opportunity. We pray that you send your words and your anointing. Let it reach a soul. Help somebody to be restored unto you. Help somebody to be healed. We know that out of you're trusting in you and taking you at your word. Your word cannot lie. Your word cannot fail. Yes, Lord, we are dependent on you.
Thank you.
In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. That
no, glory to God, a wound. Hallelujah. It can be an injury. And it's one where the skin sometimes gets broken or external organic surface is torn. Glory to God. Otherwise broken. But the Bible lets us know that God, he will bind up our wound. Hallelujah. It's an injury to your feelings. Glory to God. So many people have been injured. Glory to God. They want to do God's will. They want to serve God. But they've been injured. And they need somebody to come to their rescue. The Lord is right here waiting to deliver. Hallelujah. The Bible says in St. Luke 4:18, that the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, to heal the sick, to heal to them. Hallelujah. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. The Lord has come, and he's here to heal your soul. He's here to restore you. Maybe you got off track, but let me tell you one thing. Even if you got off track, the God I serve is a mighty God. He's a merciful God. He is a compassionate God. He'll have mercy on you many times. Men down here won't have mercy on you. They won't have compassion. Hallelujah. They won't have compassion enough to come and heal the wound. But glory to God, sometimes when you have been injured and wounded, glory to God, sometimes they just take salt and pour in that wound, make it even worse. But God is here today to restore you, to heal you, to deliver you, to bind up the brokenhearted. He's here right now. All you have to do is give that burden to the Lord. Turn it over to Jesus and let him work it out. He's here right now to do it for you. If you receive the word of God into your heart, God will. He'll come to your rescue. He'll restore your soul. Hallelujah. Sometimes it takes fasting and praying and waiting on the Lord, but God will come to your rescue, and he will deliver. He'll work it out in your favor. Glory to God. He'll pour out his anointing, and he'll refill your soul and restore you. And when he just finished, everybody will know that something has happened. Hallelujah. Glory to God. They'll see the glory of God resting upon you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The word of God tells us in St. Luke, the 10th chapter, and verse 33, it said, but a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion on him, and went to him and bound up his wounds. Glory to God, pouring in oil and wine, and set him on his beast, and brought him to an inn, and took care of him. And on the morrow, when he departed, he took out 2 pence, glory to God, and gave them to the host, and said unto him, take care of them, and whatsoever thou spendest more, when I come again, I will repay thee. Glory to God. When he come again, if you paid over the amount that I gave you, I'll pay it back to you. Hallelujah. Who wouldn't serve a God like
Hallelujah.
One that will come to your rescue, answer your prayer, have compassion on you, and send help to you in your time of trouble. Glory to God, the man was wounded. Hallelujah. And he poured in oil. Glory to God to help him. Glory to God. And he set him on his beast, and he took him to an inn. Hallelujah. And he took care of him. How many will do that? We're living in the last days, and we're living in turbulent times. Trouble is on every hand. Glory to God. People are forgetting the God that they once said that they knew. Their love is waxing cold. They have no pity on you, even on the people of God. They don't have no mercy, no compassion. But where is your love? Where is your mercy? What about when God saw us polluted in our own blood, and he said unto us, live. Glory to God. We was laying out there in an open field. No God on our side. No mother to caress us. Glory to God. We were still covered in blood. Glory to God. But the Lord saw us, and the Lord had mercy, and he told us to live. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. That's the kind of God that we serve today. That's the kind of God that will have mercy on you. He'll look on you, and he'll have mercy, have pity on you. He will deliver. He will heal. He will fix that situation. Glory to God. I believe Job began to witness and talk about that wound. Hallelujah. But God has healed him, and God has had compassion on him. God was merciful unto him. God let him live, even though the skin worms was in his flesh, eating up his flesh. But God had mercy on him, and he let him live. Hallelujah. When his wife, cattle, and children, everything that he had was gone, God still allowed Job to live on. Glory to God. I thought about the children of Israel when God came to their rescue. God spared them. God delivered them out of their troubles. He had mercy on them. Glory to God. And I'm thinking about David, the servant of God, how that God had mercy on David. God delivered him. He prayed and sought the Lord, and the Lord had mercy on him and forgave him and restored his soul. God healed him, and he's still doing the same thing today. But you got to reach out, take God at his word, believe what God is saying. Don't believe what the devil is saying and doing, but take God at his word, because his word is true. His word is forever settled in heaven. His word is going to stand when everything else goes down. The word of God abided forever. The grass withers and the flower faded, but God's word is going to stand. It's standing. Glory to God. I thank God today because he is a healer. He will bind up
your wounds.
He'll fix it for you. That injury that you got, God will fix it for you today. He told Israel, well, we spoke through Jeremiah and spoke to the children of Israel about that restoration. And he said in Jeremiah 30 and 10, he said, therefore, fear thou not, O my servant Jacob, saith the Lord, neither be dismayed, O Israel, for lo, I will save thee from the land of their captivity, and Jacob shall return and shall be in rest and be quiet, and none shall make him afraid. None of them is going to make him afraid. For I am with thee. This is what the Lord is saying. For I am with thee. Sometimes your loved ones, they act like they with you. They say they with you. And even sometimes those that you go to the house of God with, they act like they with you. They say that they're with you. But indeed, they're not with you. Glory to God. I believe David said it was not an enemy that approached me. Glory to God. We went to the house of God together. We ate together. Put our feet under the table together and ate. But it was he that lifted up his heel against me. And they will wound you and injure your feelings and say all manner of evil against you. But they have not yet one time prayed and said, help them, Lord. Glory to God. Terrible times. We're living in times when men won't mend their ways. They're calling right wrong, calling wrong right, and they feel as though they are so self-righteous. But God, I said God, he will restore and he will heal. Just take him at his word and let him fix it in your life. He said, for I am with thee, saith the Lord, to save thee. Though I make a full end of all nations, whither I have scattered them, yet will I not make a full end of thee, but I will correct thee. Glory to God. You might have went wrong or went astray, but he said he will correct thee in measure and will not leave thee altogether unpunished. No, he's not going to leave us altogether unpunished. Yes, we're going to have to face our punishment, but God, he will heal and he will restore. He said, for thus saith the Lord, thy bruise is incurable and thy wound is grievous. That wound, that feeling is grievous. There is none to plead thy cause that thou mayest be bound up. Thou hast not healing. Thou hast no healing medicine. Glory to God. They don't have no healing medicine. All they get when they go to the house of God is another wound, another bruise, another injury. Hallelujah. But thanks be to God, which is a merciful God. And he is the one that will come to our rescue and restore us and heal us. And the Bible said, there is none to plead thy cause that thou mayest be bound up. Thou hast no healing medicine. All thy lovers forsake thee. They seek thee. They seek thee not. For I wounded thee with the wound of the enemy. Glory to God. With the chastisement of a cruel one. For the multitude of thine iniquity, because thy sins were increased, because your sins was increased, God, he chastised you with a cruel one. Glory to God. He said, for the multitude of thine iniquity, this is what God has done. And then he said, because thy sins were increased. And then he said, why criest thou for thine affliction? are you crying because of your affliction and what is put on you? Thy sorrow is incurable for the multitude of thine iniquity, because thy sins were increased. I have done these things unto you. Therefore, devour thee shall be devoured. Now listen. Listen to what the Lord is saying. Therefore, all they that devour thee shall be devoured, and all thine adversaries, every one of them, shall go into captivity, and they that spoil thee shall be spoiled, and all that prey upon thee will I give for a prey. That's the kind of God we serve. He said, all of them that give you for a prey, he's going to get them for a prey. For I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of thy wounds, saith the Lord, because they called thee, this is Zion, whom no man seeketh after, because they called you an outcast. The Lord, he said, he will restore health unto you. Glory to God. These are the words of the Lord saying that he will restore health unto thee, and he will heal thee of thy wounds. I don't care what kind of wound it was. I don't care. It could have been affliction. Could have been an illness. It could be an injury to your soul, your spirit, and to the way you were feeling. God said he will restore health. And that's what we need today. Restoration and healing for the soul. God, bind up those wounds. Let him fix it for you. Don't try to take the battle up for yourself. Let God work it out. In Proverbs 6 and 33, I'm going to get out of your way. But in Proverbs 6 and 33, the Bible said, a wound and dishonor shall he get, and his reproach shall not be wiped away. For jealousy is the rage of a man. Therefore, he will not spare in the day of vengeance. He will not regard any ransom, neither will he rest content, though thou givest many gifts. Glory to God. Sometimes you can injure a person so bad. You try to give them gifts, try to give them a lot of words, but they won't regard it.
That's the truth.
It's hard. It's hard to restore that person after you have injured them. Injured their spirit and poured salt in the wound instead of coming to them and speaking with them. But no, you want to get up and you want to speak your own words and wound the person even more and say all manner of evil and things against the person, but have not come to them out one time and say, brother or sister, thus and thus is the case. But God said that he will restore health. He didn't say man was going to do it. He didn't say your brother was going to do it. But he said he will restore health unto you. Glory to God. He also said he healeth the broken in heart and bindeth up their wounds. Glory to God. In Psalm 147, 2 and 3, he said he healeth the broken in heart. That's what it takes, a broken heart and a contrite spirit, and the Lord will heal. Somebody out there in radio land today, maybe you want to be restored. Maybe you need healing. If you have been wounded in your spirit, glory to God. If you have been wounded, both spiritually, devil is shooting his arrows, and he's shooting his fiery darts, and he's seeking how he can destroy your life. Well, God is speaking to you. Let God bind up your wounds He will restore you, and he will heal you. He'll restore your health, your spiritual health, glory to God, and your spiritual healing. He will fix it for you. As we turn our hearts and minds toward the Lord, let us believe God together as we pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word today. We thank you, oh Lord. Thank you for this broadcast. Thank you for every soul and every listener. Look on those that are broken in heart, those who have been injured and wounded, those who have been afflicted. We pray that you stretch forth your mighty hand, that you will touch and heal them, oh Lord. Heal their spirit, Lord. Heal their mind. Heal them, oh Lord. Raise them up. Help them to take you at your word. Fix it in their lives. Make them what you would have them to be. Let your blood cover the day, Lord. Forgive sins, Jesus, and blot out of transgressions. Have mercy today. Be merciful today, Lord. We're looking to you. We're depending on you today, Lord. Have mercy. While we are praying, Lord, while we are seeking your face, in the name of Jesus, touch right now, Lord. Help somebody to break up their heart. Help them, oh Lord, to give their life to you. In the name of Jesus, those who may have strayed away, we pray that you lead them back to the fold. Have mercy on them, oh Lord. Saved to the uttermost, filled with the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, let their sins be forgiven. Blot out of their transgressions. Cast them into the sea of forgetfulness. Help them, O Lord, to seek thy face and call upon the name of the Lord. We believe your word today. We know you're able. We thank you today, Lord. We thank you for every listener. Thank you for every soul. We thank you right now. Thank you, Lord. We bless the name of Jesus. We give honor and glory to your name. And we believe you in faith. We don't see it, but we believe in faith that you'll do what we ask you to do. Restore the heal them, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. All those who are listening on the prayer list, heal and deliver, restore, save, Lord, lift burdens, oh Lord, grant petitions in the name of Jesus. Have mercy, oh Lord, be merciful today in the name of Jesus. Oh my God, we pray that you have your way, let your will be done. Help somebody to take heed to your word. In the name of Jesus, we thank you right now. We thank you for this prayer. Thank you for your word. Thank you for every listening.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Continue to go with us. Stand by us. Bless us. And call God's Jesus shine upon us. Help us, oh Lord. Make us what you would have us to be. Help us to
yes,
go
God.
In your word. Help us to draw near unto you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, that burden that someone is carrying, help them to give it to you. Help them to cast it on you. In the name of Jesus, we know you care. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we thank you for this prayer. And this prayer we pray, oh, Lord, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. This part of the broadcast is into the hands of Evangelist Sheila Hameen.
Amen. Praise God. Thank God for that beautiful anointed message coming through Evangelist May. Tell you the truth, my soul has truly feasted off this word tonight. And she was talking about healing and restoration. We ought to let God bind up our wounds. We can depend on the Lord. Whatever is needed, God has everything we need. And we can allow him to treat our wounds, because sometimes we might get severely damaged from the wounds that we
sustain. And I can say with truth that God knows just what to do. Some people in the natural, they may get a wound, they may get a fracture or something, and they don't get properly treated. It turns into a deformity. It turns into a disability. It turns into something ugly.
Yeah.
And something that can hinder you. And if you've been wounded in the spirit, treated,
yeah,
and to be healed up, we need God to bind up our wounds. Hallelujah. I can say of the truth, this word is so much needed because this is happening to a lot of people. They are spiritually wounded, they are emotionally wounded, and sometimes they're even mentally wounded because of the things that people are throwing at them, the things that somebody is saying to them. This is breaking them down. But God is the only one who can bind up our wounds. I enjoyed the word of God tonight. And I just want to say to Evangelist, may you continue to preach the word of God and allow God to use you and to speak through you. And she surely went on out there and let God use her tonight. And
yes,
she said some beautiful, beautiful points that she brought out. And it's needed. People need to hear this word. So at this time, we're going to give way for remarks from our other evangelists on the call tonight, if you so desire.
God wants to heal you everywhere you hurt. Everywhere you hurt, God will see you through. He'll take the pain away. God wants to heal you everywhere you hurt. Everywhere you hurt, God will see you through. He'll take the pain away.
Amen. I thank God for the word of God coming through Evangelist Maybell talking about that restoration and healing and saying, let God bind up your wounds. And she said so many beautiful things. She preached under the anointing, and she even talked about that Samaritan that had mercy on the man who fell among thieves, and how even though he didn't know the man, he had compassion on him. And he didn't just take him, you know, to the end, but he bound up his wounds and he made provision for the man so that he could continue to heal. And that's the kind of God that we serve, one who heals us completely, not somebody who will heal you a little bit and then, you know, let you just go ahead. And like Evangelist Hameen was talking about, you know, untreated wounds, they can lead to infection, and, you know, then you might wind up losing a limb. But God is not like that. He'll heal you completely, and you won't have any lingering effects of his healing. You know, some people, they might say, well, oh, no, we love you. I want to do this for you and everything like that, and they have a hidden agenda. So they'll heal it. It's almost temporary. But then they'll rip the scab back when you start trusting them again. But, you know, God's not like that.
This was a very beautiful message. She really put it out there. And I tell you, and, you know, I'm not even going to go any further. Vance May, be encouraged. Keep on preaching the word of God.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. Thank God for such a beautiful anointed message that came on tonight. Amen. Talking about the healing of God. Healing our wounds. Amen. God knows we've been wounded. Amen. And God, he's a healer for both body and soul. Evangelist May, continue to preach the word.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Any other clergy on the line who would like to have any remarks? Praise God. Well, we thank God for the remarks that we've heard. Thank God again for that beautiful message and for the prayer. And we're going to get this broadcast back into the hands of Evangelist May at this time. God bless.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for all of the remarks coming to our evangelists. And I believe Sister Rhoda is on the line. I would like to know if she has remarks.
Hallelujah. We thank the Lord so much for this powerful message. Through speaking, many of us have been wounded in many areas, physically and spiritually. But it's very, very encouraging to hear that the Lord is with us. According to the word of God in Isaiah 61, Jesus has been anointed to heal the brokenhearted. We have been brokenhearted, but Jesus is there to heal us. Be encouraged. Let's just lift our eyes to Jesus and call upon his name. He'll come down and heal our souls. He's going to restore everything we have lost. Sometimes we find our Savior just alone. There's nobody, but Jesus is always with us. So be encouraged, my sisters and brothers. Hold on, Jesus. Call upon Jesus. He'll come down and heal our wounds. God bless you so much. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for the remarks coming through Sister Rhoda and from our evangelist. The Lord, I tell you, I feel pretty good here. I tell you, I just thank God because I felt his presence and his word is right. And this is, I tell you, we've been in this time now. We got to be healed by God because you can't count on nobody else to come and heal you because the times there's so much hatred going on that people can't even heal you. They can't even treat you right, can't do you right. But Jesus, he's the one that's going to do us right. And we don't have to worry because he's going to do us right. So I just thank God for the word of God for this broadcast, for Evangelist Hameen, Evangelist Khadija, Evangelist Cynthia, and all who's on the line, Sister Rhoda, and I believe my dad. Thank the Lord for my dad. And I thank God for how he is blessing him. I want to encourage him to keep seeking the Lord and calling on the name of Jesus so he can be healed. Glory to God. If there's no more remarks at this time, well, we look forward to being back here on Sunday night, if the Lord's will, at 7 p.m. God bless you. And good night.
Good night. God bless.
God bless you.